So it's really hard to create something. It's hard to manifest anything in our life if we're not clear about what the thing is that we're trying to create. It's hard to work towards a goal if we're not clear about what the goal is. And it's also really hard to work towards something if we're not clear about where we're at and what we need and what we actually have time and space to do. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas. And this week we have some very special astrology. And it's going to help us clarify a goal and perhaps even make an oath to something if we so choose to do so. The astrology that I'm talking about is the coming together. We call it a conjunction of Mercury, the planet of communication. So that's why like making an oath is part of this deal. Saturn, the planet of boundaries and structure and clarity and criticism and reality. And the sun, the planet, or really the luminary, that we associate with life and what is life-giving. And when planets come close to the sun, they're said to be a little more challenged than normal until they get to this point where they're exactly connected to the sun. They're said to be in the heart of the sun. It's called a kazimi. And it's a special condition. Now, when two planets are in that position with the sun at the same time, it's extra special. You don't see this all the time. So this week is a reflection or a sign or a good omen for getting clear and specific about a dream. Now, I'm saying dream because this is all happening in Pisces. The Pisces isn't a sign that we turn to when we want a reality check. It's the sign we turn to when we know we need to dream. Maybe we need to dream bigger. Maybe we need to dream broader or wider. That's where we go. We go to Pisces. We go to Pisces for compassion. We go to Pisces for imagination. We go to Pisces for a kind of unifying experience with the great unknown cosmos, creator of all things. So this reality check and this specificity and this kind of concentration of mental energy and focus is happening in a sign that is known for its expansive, compassionate, dreamy worldview and style. So we want to do both things. We want to get specific. We want to get concentrated. And we want to make an oath towards a dream. But doing so while we very much hold the reality of the situation. It's no good for me to say, I am going to launch another app in 6 months when I need to focus on the one I've got. You know, like it's no good for me to set a goal that is literally logistically maybe attainable, but would cost me something that I actually don't want to pay. So what's the cost of the thing? And what is your payment plan? What do you actually want to give to something? And what is, just quite honestly, too much? It's really good to know these things because the world will tell you to keep going, to keep growing, to keep amassing, to keep hoarding, to keep compiling, and to keep building your numbers and ever more and ever more and ever more. It will never tell you to stop and pause and consider what it is that makes you happy, what it is that makes you feel like you're living a life of purpose, what it is to feel content with what you have, content with what you've been offered, content with what you've been gifted. That's not something the world will tell you because We live inside of systems that just want you to keep buying things. And that's the truth. So as you dream this week and as you get really clear on a vision or a goal or something that you want to manifest, I also implore you to be really specific about the cost of that. And if you're like, yes, I have that energy, I have that talent, I have that time, I have that life force to spend on that thing, then great. And if you don't know, you know, sometimes you go ahead and you try to do things and you don't know what they're going to cost you. And then you're like, wow, that was a lot. And maybe I won't do it like that again. It's all good. All of it is a learning experience. But get clear about where you are, what you actually want, and why. Whose dream is this? Is this your dream? Or is this a dream that the world has told you is the most valuable thing to chase? So, this is astrology that's happening midweek. This is the setup that I want you to move into the week, kind of thinking about. This is the paradigm we're in. Now, I will say that this configuration is not only kind of rare, but it's also really well supported. It does have an expansive, generous kind of quality to it, because Jupiter, the planet of expansion and optimism and going big, is sitting in a sextile, so a supportive relationship with the Sun, Mercury, and Saturn. Now, in traditional astrology, Jupiter rules Pisces. And so it's the planet that's going to resource this thing. And because it's in a supportive relationship, it's a really good signature. So it's saying clarity. It's saying you can make an oath if you want to. This is a time to get clear and get dedicated about a dream or a goal you want to manifest. And within the reality check that you can function within, it's also a beautiful moment to think big, to think expansively, and most of all, to think generously. How could this goal or dream benefit more than you? How could this thing that you're working towards be something that is good for all involved? Because at the end of the day, Jupiter and its wisdom always wants to move us towards great and unending generosity, feeling it, giving it, receiving it, all of it. So thinking in those terms will also be really beneficial. We talk about where this is happening specifically in your chart this week in the readings on the Chani app. So head over there to see about what this means for you specifically. Thank you all so much for writing us reviews in the App Store. We read them. We love them. I wanted to leave you with this one. It's called "The Astrology Never Lies." I'm always hesitant to leave a review because I feel like it's people just wanting to hear themselves talk. But the astrology never lies. I embraced my witchy self last year around the same time I downloaded the app. The Astrology of the Week podcast was always laughably accurate, but it wasn't until I switched to the premium version that I found my practice deepening and focus sharpened in a way I haven't been able to realize on my own. Astrology really is a tool for self-development, and I honestly never thought I'd understand it. Major bonus points to the fact that Chani and the team actually practice what they priestess by taking care of their people, by putting profit second. I get noticed for my economic justice is healing justice sweatshirt, and it's also the softest sweatshirt I own. Also, Chani went in this week about the age of Aquarius, and it's got me pumped and whipped into shape. Who can ask for more? All right, y'all. Sending you lots of love, many blessings. Next week, we have a little bit of disruption, it looks like. Mars is going to square Uranus and all bets are off. And then at the end of the week, we've got a very dreamy, again, new moon in Pisces. So we're going to touch back on some of these themes. So this week and next week are connected in terms of the clarity you're getting on the dream or the goal you want to work towards. All right. I will see you back here then. Bye for now.